Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-L-S-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. Archie looks up from the newspaper.
You know, it'd be awful nice to have a cold beer over here.
Mike and Gloria play cards at the dining table. Archie peers at them from his armchair.
Guess nobody heard me over there, huh?
There's plenty in the fridge.
Gee, some daughters I know would be glad to get their daddies a cold beer.
And some daddies I know would be glad to go with their wives to a family wedding.
To all of that.
Well, I don't think it was very nice of you to let Ma go to Scranton all by yourself.
What are you talking about? Huh? What about me? Your mother knows damn well I don't like weddings ever since the last one I went to.
That was mine.
Archie pauses at the kitchen door, arms spread.
It's closed.
No, the place is not closed. And not just Ma's feelings, what about the bride?
What?
And what about Ma's Aunt Clara and her Aunt Rose?
Ah, the hell with them, they're ugly.
Hello. Hi, Ma. Did you have a nice trip? Oh, too bad. Daddy, you want to talk to Ma?
What, does she want to talk to me?
No, I don't want to talk to your father, Gloria.
Edith holds her chin up as she speaks.
Well, he made me come down here to a family wedding alone, and I'm here all by myself. If he wants to talk to me, tell him he should have come with me. No, that's all, Gloria. Goodbye.
Edith glances around the hotel room, then removes her coat.
Ooh. Oh, who is it?
Guess who?
Guess who?
Aunt Clara and Aunt Rose.
Oh, you can.
Edith,
Rose.
Edith.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Sit down.
We would have asked you to stay with us, Edith, but our place is such a madhouse.
Oh, you can say that again. My poor Grace is a regular nervous bride. You just say hello to her, she busts into tears.
Oh, her face is going to be so puffy by tomorrow, she'll need an extra veil.
Oh, my, I'm so happy for her. Where are they going on their honeymoon?
Oh, any place he wants to take her. When your Grace's age, you'll settle for the Greyhound bus terminal.
I want to ask you something. Do you think this dress is all right for the wedding?
Well, it's very nice, Edith. Just plain enough.
The last time I wore this was my 26th wedding anniversary last year.
26 years? Why, it just seems like yesterday I sang at your wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, promise me that someday
we remember it.
Yeah, Archie said he'd never forget it.
How is Archie?
Oh, just the same. Archie never changes.
What a shame.
You're Humphrey, Clara.
Oh, Humphrey's been promoted to frozen foods, and he's getting a new hair transplant.
His head looks like Kojak with 5 o'clock shadow.
Who else is coming to the wedding?
Oh, the Clarence.
The Pinchmeyers are coming.
Will Cousin Roy be there?
Cousin Roy?
Of course. You were always sweet on him, weren't you, Edith?
Oh, no, come on now, Edith. Why, every time you played post office, he always had special deliveries for you.
Edith blushes.
No, some of them was just airmails.
All I ever got was returned to sender.
You know that Roy's wife passed away 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Poor man, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got married again real soon.
No, these days men don't buy, they rent.
He gotta be going. You know, the night air's not good for my voice.
The day air isn't so good either. You're not singing at this wedding, Clara.
I am too singing.
You are not singing. You are a jinx. Every wedding you've ever sung at ended in divorce.
That ain't true. I sang at Archie and Edith's wedding.
That's even worse. It ended in marriage.
Mom, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you in church.
In a restaurant.
Thank you.
Edith grins as she's seated at a table. A man at the next table glances over. As Edith starts studying the menu, the man stands up and drapes a serviette over his arm, then walks behind her chair.
Would Madame care for a cocktail?
Oh, no, thank you.
Would Madame care to order now?
Just a minute.
Would Madame care to give me a kiss?
She gapes in shock, but then her face lights up. They hug.
So good to see you after all these years.
Oh, me too. Oh, you sure fooled me. When you asked for a kiss, I was going to call the manager.
Oh, I'm glad you did, Edith. He's a lousy kisser.
You haven't changed a bit.
Neither of you. Can I get my coffee and join you?
Oh, sure.
While Roy collects his coffee cup, Edith sits back down, then quickly lifts a table knife and squints at her reflection in the blade, crimping her bangs.
Well, little cousin Edith,
you remember how you used to come up to Scranton every summer?
And you took me to the movies and then for ice cream afterwards.
Well, not just me. Lots of the guys took you out.
Oh, but you was different. You paid.
Did you come to the wedding alone?
Yeah. But how have you been, Roy? Are you still making things with your hands?
Yeah. There's still some people around who appreciate fine cabinet making, thank goodness.
I still have the jewel box you made for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, sure. Of course, I ain't got no jewels to put in it. So I use it for my hairpins. Still got something else you gave me, too. Oh, Roy, I was wondering all day yesterday if I'd see you here. Because, of course, I expected all the relatives would come to the wedding.
Well, what is it? Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Remember when you took me to Steeplechase Park and we went on the whip?
And you fell against me and squished my Eskimo pie?
Edith reaches into her purse.
Here it is.
Roy peers closer.
It's the ring you gave me out of your Cracker Jack box.
Of course.
I keep it in your jewel box under the hairpins.
All this time, geez. We had a lot of fun together, didn't we? You remember playing post office?
Edith hides her smile. She plays with her hair, glancing up.
Well, yeah, maybe a little.
Look, Edith, since you're alone and I'm alone, why don't I take you to the wedding tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I guess it would be all right since we're cousins.
Well, we're not really cousins, Edith.
What do you mean?
Sure, we used to call each other cousin, but I know we're not first cousins, because my aunt and uncle had three kids, and you weren't one of them.
Well, then we must be second cousins.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, then I guess it's third or fourth cousins.
No, no. A third cousin would be once removed from a second cousin, and a fourth cousin would be a second cousin twice removed.
Edith furrows her brow.
Twice removed from what?
From the first cousin. Look, your Aunt Clara is your mother's sister, right?
No, Aunt Clara is my father's sister. The only aunt I could have on my mother's side would be my Uncle Herman's wife, and he never had no wife. So, the only thing I got from my mother was an uncle.
Your Aunt Clara's sister Rose was married to my mother's brother-in-law, so that made her my Aunt Rose by marriage.
Then what does that make us?
Total strangers.
You mean there ain't no blood between us?
No, not a drop.
Oh. Oh, that's terrible.
Why? It doesn't change anything, Edith.
Well, if we ain't cousins, what are we?
Roy picks up the Cracker Jack ring.
We're just very good friends.
He slides it onto Edith's pinky finger, then clasps her hand. Edith smiles hesitantly, glancing up and down from the table to Roy.
Glory, it's like old home week up here with Aunt Rose and Aunt Clara and everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna stay here tonight and I'm gonna take the bus home tomorrow. Oh, there's somebody at the door, Glory. I gotta go now. Goodbye.
Dressed for the wedding, Edith pats her hair.
Coming, Roy.
It's not Roy, it's Rose.
What about me?
And Clara.
Oh, you look lovely.
Edith, Claire,
Edith, I've got something very important to ask you. Edith, can I sing? Well, sure, it's a free country.
I don't mean can I sing, I mean can I sing?
Oh.
Edith, you've never been afraid to tell the truth even when it hurts.
Now, don't try to influence her. What's your answer, Edith? What was the question? The question is, you think I'm a very good singer, don't you?
Edith, the truth.
Well, Archie says that I get my voice from you, Clara.
Oh, Harry expects me to sing. Clara, there's a fine line between expectation and dread.
It's up to you, Edith. Do I sing at the wedding?
Well, what do you say, Edith?
Well, you want to sing, don't you, Clara?
With all my heart.
And Rose, you don't want to hear her sing.
Rose studies her sister.
With all my heart.
Well, then it's simple. Clara, you sing, and Rose, you don't listen.
Over my dead body.
For that, I'll do Rock of Ages.
Edith beams as she watches them leave. Or behind them.
Hi, Edith.
Hello, Roy. I'll get my coat.
No hurry, Edith. We still got about half an hour.
Oh, that's right.
Roy leans in the doorway.
You going to ask me to come in?
Oh, sure. Come
Hey, that's a pretty hat you have.
Thank you. I think it's a little out of date, but I got it at a sale.
I've always liked you, that. You've got a hat kind of head, you know.
Thank you.
Here, here's something to wear with it.
Violets, my favorite.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, we used to pick them in McGregor Woods after we finished playing Take a Giant Step. Remember? Go back, go back. You didn't say may I.
She holds the corsage to her dress.
May I?
Oh.
As Roy pins the corsage, Edith studies his face.
Thank you. Ain't this a nice room? Do you like the pictures?
Yeah. That's another thing we've got in common, Edith. I got the same pictures in my room.
You do? I think they must be very valuable. They're bolted to the wall.
Sitting, Edith ties a long ribbon around a gift box.
Can I borrow your thumb?
All depends on which one you want, the right or the left.
Sitting opposite, Roy holds his thumb on the knot while Edith makes a bow.
You know what I was thinking last night after I left you?
No, what?
I was wondering, what would have happened if we knew we weren't cousins when we were kids together?
Edith slowly meets his pointed gaze, then makes another bow.
I hope Grace likes the wedding present. It's one of them clock radios with all them buttons. You know, you press a button if you want to wake up to the alarm, or you press another button if you want to wake up to music, or if you don't want to press no buttons, you just wake up when your eyes open.
Roy smiles to himself as Edith focuses on the last bow. Then he lifts the box with his tied-up thumb. They both laugh as he wiggles his thumb free.
Do you realize, Edith, that we were up until after 1 o'clock this morning talking? We spent more than 7 hours together. And it all seemed like a half an hour.
She meets his gaze again, then gets up in a hurry.
I wanted to get an electric blanket, but Archie says President Ford thinks it's wrong to waste energy in bed.
Avoiding Roy, Edith scurries around collecting her purse and gloves, then opens the closet to get her coat.
Did you enjoy our walk last night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was so nice seeing the old neighborhood. In Queens, nobody walks at night no more.
Nobody walks?
Well, the people that do are the reason the others don't.
We still have lots of time, you know. Here, let me.
Oh. Roy puts her coat aside.
You'd love Princeton, though, Edith.
Oh, I think it's a little late for me to go to college.
No, I mean the town. I mean, that's where I live, you know. You can walk there and touch all those big trees in the streets.
Oh, yeah, if you touch a tree in New York, your hand gets full of dirt.
I always thought that the most important thing about any place was who you were with.
That's true. All this morning, I was thinking again about Steeplechase Park and your crackerjack ring. It was like I was looking at a photo album, you in your blue suit.
With the Eskimo pie on it.
And me with a big ball of cotton candy.
And we were dancing in the dark.
That's right. Do you remember what the band was playing?
No.
Drove the Shadows Away.
Drove the Shadows Away?
Mm-hmm.
How does that go?
La, 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 drove the shadows away.
You're right. But I always thought it was Love Walked Right In.
They start dancing.
Walked right in and brought my son yesterday.
They've got a great Tonight after the reception, how about you and I going out someplace?
Tonight?
Yeah, sure. We could go get something to eat and who knows, you know? Maybe we could find some place where we could go dancing again, you know?
He waltzes Edith and dips her.
Oh, I ain't dipped in years!
Roy dips Edith again and holds her there.
There's the phone.
Yeah, I know. How about tonight?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Hello? Who?
Oh, hello, Archie. Oh, what did you say? Oh, you miss me, dear?
I miss you too, dear. No, I ain't staying tonight. I'm coming home. I'm catching the first bus right after the reception.
With a forced smile, Roy nods to Edith.
I'll meet you in the car, Edith.
Thank you.
Covering the mouthpiece, Edith watches him leave, staring wistfully after him. She remembers the phone.
Oh, hello? Yes, I'm afraid you got the wrong room. I'm sorry, don't pay no attention to what I just said. Goodbye.
Edith sinks onto the bed, glancing furtively at the door, then heaves a big sigh, still flustered. Archie gets a cigar while Gloria reads on the couch. Mike enters eating leftovers.
Oh, jeez. Look at this grocery destroyer over here. It ain't 3 hours since we had supper, and already he's stuffing himself again. You know, I heard the guys were tapeworms, but I think you got a little boa restricted down.
Daddy, if Michael doesn't eat it, it'll only go to waste.
Well, where was it going to now?
You're just crabby because you couldn't sleep last night.
Well, that's right, and that's your mother's fault. How can I sleep in New York when she's down in Scranton?
Oh, hi, Mom. Staying over.
Well, I changed my mind.
Oh, you couldn't wait to get back. I told you it was going to be jerky down there.
Oh, no. It was beautiful. Oh, it was a lovely wedding. Cousin Grace looked beautiful, and Aunt Rose was there, and Aunt Clara sang, "Oh, promise."
No, don't sing it. Don't. I wanted to know what went on at the wedding. I would have went with you. What a dopey wedding anyway. Grace at her age, marrying that guy at his age.
Oh, they looked like they was very much in love.
Oh, gee, love. The only thing them two are going to be able to do every night is put their teeth in the same glass.
As Archie sneers, Edith scowls at him.
What did you do with the posies there? What'd you do, catch the bride's corset?
Somebody gave me these, who used to be my cousin.
Removing the corsage, she gazes at it.
Archie, did you miss me?
Come on, Edith, for one night.
Yeah, Ma, he missed you. He couldn't sleep all night without you.
Shut up, you.
Archie, you did miss me.
As she hugs Archie, Edith glances at the corsage, then drops it on the table and kisses Archie on the mouth.
Edith, in front of the kids.
She kisses his cheek repeatedly, and Archie finally grins. Edith beams, holding him tight. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Written by Barry Harmon and Harv Grosten. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Tim O'Connor, Roy Johnson. Ruth Manning, Aunt Rose. Jane Rose, Aunt Clara. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.